What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me play a real quick commercial before I get into anything. Y'all hold on 1 second. Let me get this commercial popping. Hold on. Let me turn the shit up. Hold on. The volume is...
You can get our full body detoxes and colon cleanses. And fellas, if you really want to improve your stroke game, make sure you get the Superman Lover formula. And ladies, we have the ultimate hair, skin, and nail formula and the sacred wound cleanse. And right now, you can get 10% off by using the product code IZMRADIO only at herbalorganicproducts.com.
There you go. All right, man. So we're here. Let me put on some Mac and music. We're here live from Los Angeles, ready to chop up some good game. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the lovely ladies over here to my right, your left. We have the person over here coughing like she has fucking black lung disease. She's been working in a fucking coal mine. We have the luscious, lovely Layla Lopez.
Damn, black
with lung disease. What's up, sweetie? What's happening with you? You're coughing like you've been smoking Newports.
You're stupid. What's up?
How are you?
Crazy. I'm good.
What have you been up to?
Just chilling, really. Being a mom.
There you go. There you go. And over here, the lovely, the beautiful, the bodacious we have. I'm using B's and L's. Okay. I'm using B's for Bree.
Okay, we see.
The beautiful, bodacious. The bombastic.
Mr. Fantastic.
Bree is in the damn house. How are you, Miss Bree?
I'm Gucci. The sun gone. I'm good now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this weather's a trip, nigga.
I'm loving this day today.
Man, it's nice and cool. Yeah. I'm glad it's cooling down a little bit.
Yes,
so now we can put on our player clothes.
Player clothes.
So we ain't at the club in flip-flops and shit. Man. So the phone number is 818-850-5404. Somebody's calling. Let me get an early call and see how the phone lines are working. What's up? Who's calling? That ain't working worth shit. What's up? Who's calling? All right. We'll try somebody else. Again, the phone number is 818-850-5404. A lot of stuff going on out here in these streets. Bree, let us know what's happening. What's some of the first things we need to tackle out here in the streets?
The elephant in the streets.
Yes.
The elephant in the streets.
I already know. What you gonna say?
Which one? Well, don't say it. Chat room, where's she going first?
What's she gonna say?
Chat room, where's she going first?
Who is the donkey of the damn decade?
Let them know.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart.
You know, this is my philosophy on it is, if you would just shut your talking ass up, nobody would even care that you doing all of this extra shit.
Exactly.
No, I knew y'all was gonna say that. I'm the only one that disagrees.
Okay, how so?
Are you on his side? No.
I actually am.
Kevin Hart.
Let me tell you why.
Let's go.
I couldn't wait to get here.
Let's go.
Because I already knew.
Let's go.
It's going down. I was actually, I'm one of the very few people that actually commend Kevin Hart for being honest.
Yeah.
For coming out and saying, look, I did this wrong. A lot of niggas do not take responsibility.
Okay.
They be like, okay, baby, I cheated because you was acting like a bitch that day. And then you was pregnant and you wouldn't give me no pussy. And
Layla.
No. He said, I did it. A lot of niggas do not look, as a nigga ever looked you in your eye and say, Bree, I did
this. That's because I'm a nobody, but these motherfuckers got money.
No.
So celebrities, they do. Once the shit
is
out.
They look that girl in the eye and say, hey,
they PR people get in, and be like, go ahead and do what you need to do. You have to.
Right. So you think he did it because of an honor thing, or he knew he did it right before everything came out. So he knew that the video was going to come out.
Yeah.
So he had to come out and run interference and kind of put himself in the victim mode,
exactly.
Which was smart.
It was smart.
It was smart, but he's still stupid.
Yeah.
Because you still got set up.
You still, and when are you black men gonna learn? They gonna always do it. They were others. They were not black girls.
Right.
It wasn't one.
It's never
it was
a black
a white
girl.
And it was a Mexican, and it was
a
other.
Never
they
a black
always
girl.
Do
yep.
it.
We
never a look. Black girl.
Yep. They did them. The other gals did the brother man real slick.
They do it every time.
Brothers, y'all gotta be understand when you're around some of those non-black people, those females, and you're in a vulnerable position, the possibility of them doing slick, they gonna be on team white supremacy. Always, nigga. They use you as a come up just because they're banging you and sucking you. Nigga, you are a come up to them. They'll flip on you at the drop of a hat. There's a brother on Fox News, a black dude, a commentator, Charles Payne.
Yep.
He was over there smashing a white woman at Fox. She just filed a suit today saying that he raped her.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Over and over again because she was fucking him for a long time. So understand, whenever you lay up with some of these people, that possibility is there. Understand that we are still in a system of racial domination, and that's what happens. Man, so what should Kevin Hart do now? Because, you know, they dragging the brother's name in the mud.
They dragging his wife.
I still like him.
I like Kevin Hart.
I still like Kevin. He owned his shit, and I still... Kevin, you owned your shit. I'm on your side, bro. You shouldn't have been acting stupid. But I'm not on his side for acting stupid, but for coming out and saying, look, I did do it. It's so many guys that would not look you in the eye or say...
Girl, so you think if this girl didn't record this and put it out, he would have came and told his wife. Hey. I went and had a damn threesome the other night.
No. But what I'm saying is a guy would still cheat on you. Like, you could look through his phone, right? You find out he cheated and you'd be like, why did you do it? Baby, I didn't do it. And you're looking at the fucking phone and you see it and they still say they didn't do it.
But that's on our level.
They can still be didn't do it.
Let's get on a celebrity's level and see where, you know what I'm saying? Like, all this shit is strategic for him. That's how I feel. Like you said, he made a good move doing this and third, but you still, first of all, Eniko walk around with her chest pumped up like she won a prize and you took that man.
Now that I don't agree with. She kind of got what she deserved on that.
The same thing turned around happened to her. It's messed up that she's pregnant.
That's true.
Yeah.
Ooh, you don't mess with no pregnant girl. Let me tell you that.
It's messed up that she's pregnant, but
that's so messed up.
It was inevitable.
And I saw like the TMZ and all those people, the paparazzi hounding the woman. She was going to a doctor's appointment, and they all, how do you feel about getting cheated on? I'm like, damn, the woman in the damn third trimester, goddamn.
It's not good because it's really bad for the baby.
It really is.
It's so bad. Like the baby, like you don't, God forbid, I hope she has like no complications. I pray for her and the baby, but you're not supposed to be upset when you're pregnant. You're not supposed to be upset.
Absolutely.
I wish you would have paid her off just to shut up for now.
Damn, girl, they not going nowhere. I don't care. When you walk in a room, when you look at that videotape and see that the phone is set up, whatever they were using, it was a setup.
Big time.
What are you trying? You know what pisses me off, though? They trying to be on the girl's side and say that it wasn't the actual girl. It was somebody that may have had her phone or one of her friends, and it wasn't her. I'm like, bullshit, what was
they were all in on that.
Yeah.
The thing that kills me, though.
She's a stripper.
A word.
She's a traveling stripper.
Oh, damn.
So she's
damn.
An upgrade.
Damn. You know, but what's real funny, Style, is Kevin Hart's ex-wife, Tori Hart, came out and put her two cents in the mix.
Yeah.
And I don't think, you know, she's trying to, she's coming across real hate-ish. She's like, well, yeah, he cheated on me, and that's what you get. And she's doing interviews now. She's trying to promote her products. So she's trying to use this to push her brand now.
Yeah.
So, but her point is that he used her and their relationship to push his brand.
He did.
Because people were coming for her. Like,
he shitted on her, supposedly.
How did he shit on her?
If you go back to his stand-up comedy, they were showing like, did you see that?
You cheat on your wife?
Yes. Do you regret it? No.
Oh, damn.
Will you do it again?
Yes.
And it's comedy, but it's truth to all comedy.
Yeah. Like, man. Yeah, it was hardcore, man.
Man. But hey, Kevin Hart, man, I hope you're going to be all right, man. I hate to see.
He got money. He's good.
He's going to be good.
And Nico ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, hell no.
They need to disappear for a while, like get off the scene or something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, he's trying to do the whole family thing. And, you know,
looking kind of perfect, though. I was, you know, it was almost like people were counting down. People were like, when that shit going to mess up?
If he wasn't hollering from the mountaintop, my rib.
Oh, yeah. That rib shit.
You need fucking macaroni and potato salad to go with your rib. You need sides? I thought it was your rib and some chitlins.
Shit, nigga. Man, anybody on the phone? Who's on the phone? Okay, we got the janky phone lines again
today.
It was working for the past couple of weeks.
It was like first call.
Yeah, no, but it is what it is. Layla, what else is happening out here?
I hurt my hand on this thing.
What'd you do? Don't try to get no workman's comp in this motherfucker, man.
Call
the insurance company and shit with a brace on. Help!
Tariq, your shit messed me up. I'm still in. No, I was joking. Oh, okay, hold on. Let me see.
Come on, you better stay ready, Layla. Layla, come on, let me see.
Let me see. No, because, okay, no. This is juicy.
No. get the dick pics off your phone and get some gossip up in this motherfucker.
I know. Let me get off the wrong page. I'm on the wrong page, guys.
Right swipe them balls.
That's horrible.
Where you come up with this shit?
Man.
No, okay. So did anybody, do you watch The Real? Did you guys watch the season premiere of The Real?
I don't.
I saw
who's the host of The Real now?
Okay, so it's just us. It's just them four. They didn't add anybody. So it's Lonnie Love.
Okay.
It's Jeannie Mai, Tamira, and what's her name?
3LW, Adrian.
Adrian Bailon. Okay. Yeah, so it's just them four. They never replaced Tamar, but it was really deep because they're on live now. So they're in real time, but they had a girl on there, and she was R. Kelly accuser. From 2009.
I heard about this.
Yo, I mean, when I tell you this girl went into so much detail. This was back in 2009, mind you. So he's been doing this.
Oh, wow.
2009. And the stuff she was saying like she was 15 at the time.
Yeah.
She went to a party at his house and they exchanged numbers. And of course, she said she was an R. Kelly fan.
Right,
so she wasn't
even
denying she was a little kind of groupie. Not groupie, just she's excited. She's 15. She's a fan. And so he took her on a tour bus and he had a girl called a trainer. And the trainer would train you to do what he liked.
Sexually. Yeah.
So the trainer it was a girl and she kind of was doing some stuff to her. And she said that R. Kelly watched while they were doing some stuff. And then after that, she did some stuff to him. And then, so now she knows what he likes. He would lock her in closets. When she would get in trouble, she would have to say, sorry, daddy, and when you spank me.
Lord, what the fuck does R. Kelly have going on over there,
man? And he choked her, spit in her face.
God damn.
Yeah. But when she would, talk back or whatever, he would, and she said it was a house of, it was some other girls there. And she said all the people that worked in the house, she couldn't, they were all on his side. She couldn't beg to leave or nothing. She would have to tell her friends to cover for her. Tell my mom I'm here. Tell my mom I'm there.
God damn.
Yeah, it was crazy. I almost believed it because it was. At first, I was on R. Kelly's side, but now it was so much detail.
Yeah, these girls
got real life stories.
Man,
that
shit's
crazy. Man, what does this nigga got going on over there, man? God damn. He just begging to get thrown back under the bus. Ain't no song gonna save you this time. Last time, that nigga put out Step in the Name of Love, and that saved his ass. Right there, people like, shit, that molestation is fucked up, but this is the fucking rules.
Yeah, exactly.
So this ain't gonna save you this time, nigga. God
and
damn.
And they trying to make, pedophilia,
a mental illness, right? What?
No, think they're trying to make it like a preference almost.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean preference?
An adult can prefer to have sex with children.
Right. They're trying to almost legitimize it a little bit, right? Because there's a lot of white supremacist pedophiles out there.
That's
and they don't want them going to jail. So when these people come out and say, hey, my uncle been molesting me for 10 years, they're like, well, see, that's a preference. Don't hate on them. It's
what?
That type of shit they're trying to come up with now.
Because
they already got
man.
Stuff. They got pedophilia organizations like NAMLA. You ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, NAMLA is the National Association of Man Boy Love, some shit like that.
What the
hell? Yeah, y'all Google NAMLA. That shit is crazy.
This is just getting worse.
That shit is crazy. It's crazy as hell.
Yeah, it was disturbing. No, if you've seen it, if anybody needs to go on back online and watch it, it's just so freaking disturbing. The stuff, the detail. I mean, I'm just telling you some light stuff.
Oh, wow.
She went into it was like a full-blown 30-minute interview with her.
God damn.
It's crazy, yeah.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
Hello, I'm calling from the National Compton Junior.
Oh, the Junior Posse.
Junior Posse. Hilarious. And you disrespected us.
Hilarious.
We just trying to keep the body count down. That's all we're trying to do.
No doubt.
Keep that body count down.
All right, Flair, thank you.
All right.
That's a joke from last week. I was talking about who phone is this?
Probably yours.
Oh, that's me. I'm about
to always.
All right, damn, I'm about to go off on y'all ass and this is
every
my shit.
Every single time. I knew it was
okay.
What?
Okay, I'm on live, player. Hold on. Don't decline. I got to decline that. I'm on live, y'all. I hate when people call me I'm live on the damn air, then I'm reprimanding the girls for nothing. I'm like the evil boss in this bitch.
Always.
What's
that
doing?
God damn.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, by the way, y'all check out my shirt, Ogun, the Ogun shirt. This is in commemoration of 1804 coming out. Let me show y'all this.
Oh,
that's Ogun. That's the African god. And these shirts are going to go on sale. Let me see if y'all can see me. Hold on one second. Let me position my camera. All right. Where you at? Where we at? Where we at? There you go. Y'all see that? Ogun? Ogun. These are going to go on sale later on today at TariqElite.com. Let me move my... There you go. That's the Ogun shirt with the African god Ogun with the the God of Metal, the God of War. Y'all got to get these shirts, man.
That's
real
dope.
Nice
Let
shirt.
Me get one, though.
I'm going to get y'all one. We're going to take some pictures with them today.
I need my size
yes.
shirt, okay?
Yes, indeed. We got size busty. We got that for you. We got it. Lord. Let's see who we got shit. On the phone again. What's up? Who's calling? Hello?
Yes, sir.
What's up? Who is this?
It's me.
Nigga, who is this? Goddamn.
My bad. Okay, yeah, this is the background set calling from MIA, man. I'm just, I had something on my mind. I wanted to run across you right quick.
Go ahead.
Okay. Now, I've been noticing on, you know, the YouTube and whatnot, you know, I noticed there's a couple of, I'll say marketing promotion of certain ideas out there that they pumping and promoting, and it's, I just cut straight to the chase. Oh, how y'all doing, ladies? I ain't want to exclude y'all out.
Hello.
But the thing is, a lot of cats don't know, and a lot of females don't know, what a fuck nigga is. They really don't know. And I see, it dawned on me about Crispy, because he do things, and then it's like, he can be your friend later, or I agree with something he said, but he did some fuck nigga shit. And that ain't what you do. You don't do fuck nigga shit, and it's okay. But I see they pumping and promoting that idea okay. that it's okay.
Get your long-winded ass to the point.
All right. All right, thank you for the call. No,
one more thing for you.
No, nigga. No. Okay, all right, brother. I just...
What was he talking about? He's my Fig Newton.
Isn't about to get your long-winded ass to the point. I mean, damn. I feel you, brother. I mean, there's going to be fuck niggas out there in the world. That's just part of the game.
Man.
There's going to be fuck niggas, and you just avoid them, and you don't become one. That's the only thing you can do. Man, now, Bree, what else is happening out here?
So, I hate to keep bringing this situation up.
What
but
is that?
Every week there is more details released on this girl that ended up in the freezer in Chicago.
Oh, it's so much stuff going on, man. Yes. I don't know what the hell to believe. What's happening now with
so
it?
So the last time I mentioned it, remember I was like, everybody online is making all these speculations, trying to look through this girl's glasses to figure out what happened. Well, there is way more videotape from the party, from all these different people on a snap. And then there is the hotel video. So they claim that they had over 36 hours worth of footage from that night and released like 3 or 4 clips. So the 3 or 4 clips that they released, the girl, first of all, don't even look like.
Yeah. It's like
she like way hippier.
Yeah.
Way more ass and like all type of stuff. So like, it's like, then, so that came out. And then you realize like one of the news stations in Chicago, I think it was WGN, posted the video originally and then retracted it and posted it again because you could see shadows of different men in those videos and they took all of them out. It's
oh,
edited.
Damn.
All you see is the girl. And then like just most recently somebody was looking through another group of kids videos and now they saying like it was the dudes at the party that did it. Like they set her up.
Mm.
You could see them like hiding in the kitchen on somebody's videos. It's just like so much shit going on.
That shit is all over the place.
And I just wish you guys, whoever is listening, if you know somebody that knows somebody that has any video or evidence, go ahead and give it up.
Yeah.
Because whoever did this needs to be held accountable. And it's just dragging on and on. Now they got like a damn Irene challenge and on Facebook, all type of challenges around this girl's death. And it's just not funny.
I wonder why. Wow. Like, what was the purpose of
that's what
death?
I'm trying to get. So somebody said it was a $200. Somebody said that it was originally for two. Some girl set her up for $200.
$200.
But okay, the West Side chicks in Chicago are known for setting people up. But it's just like...
God damn, so man,
though?
Hopefully
jeez.
People get to the bottom of that. That shit is crazy, man.
It's
and it's
horrible.
All over the place. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, it's Sabray from Maryland.
And what's your name, dear?
Sabray.
Sabray, how are you, Sabray?
I'm doing good. Hey,
that's
ladies.
Hey, Sabray.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl.
So first, I just want to give a quick shout out to Tariq. I've been listening to you since I was 18. I'm 25 now. So yeah, shout out to you. Very enlightening. Very
long
entertaining.
Long time.
Yeah.
Have you got some good game in that time frame? Have you got you a good dude? Or are you single and ready to mingle?
So I got me a dude. You know, we're talking marriage and all that good stuff. We have a baby girl. So yeah, we're on the right track.
Oh, damn. So y'all about to, y'all talking marriage?
Uh-huh.
Now, how long y'all been dating?
We've been dating for about about 4.5 years.
Oh, damn. And y'all got a kid? You said something about a kid. Who has a kid?
Yes, she's 2.
Oh, damn.
Yes, she's both of them. That's our first baby. She's 2.
Oh, that's beautiful. Is this your only kid?
You say again?
Is this
our only kid. That's both of our only kids.
Oh, okay. Well, Ismbot has something to say about...
Sabre is Kevin Hart's side chick.
I didn't hear
him, what did he say? He ain't say nothing. Talking shit.
Sabre is Kevin Hart's side chick.
Side chick. I cannot.
He said, it's somebody you were Kevin Hart's side chick.
So no. What's,
so what's on your mind, Sabre? Go ahead.
I was calling to ask you about Kaepernick donating or pledging money for NASA. I really didn't agree with that. I was a little thrown off by it.
Now, who pledged money?
What you thought about that?
Who pledged money for DACA?
Colin Kaepernick, a statement came out saying that he was going to pledge, I forgot.
$25,000.
Oh, okay.
To DACA. And I felt bad for, like, not agreeing, but I'm like, I don't agree with, like, diluting the movement with, you know, immigration.
Right. I totally agree with we shouldn't get involved in that whatsoever. But I understand where Colin is coming from. You know, he's trying to be diplomatic. And it's kind of a political move. So I get that. But again, I wouldn't do it. You know, we got to start focusing on Black issues primarily and not dilute them and water them down, because what happens is other people start etching us out whenever they start talking about diversity and inclusiveness and minorities.
Right.
We never realize that we are always excluded. They always exclude us and just use us for the photo ops. So they'll go get a couple of Black folks, take a couple of pictures with them and talk about, hey, we got a minority coalition going on, donate money. And all the money is going to Mexicans, Asians, white, gays and handicapped people. So we got to stop falling for that trick. So, you know, I feel you. But thank you so much, Sabre.
Is he other too? Is he mixed?
Yeah, he's Black. He's mixed. His mother's white. His dad is Black.
Oh, he's just Black and white. I thought he was like.
No. He's Black and white. And his story is interesting. His mother, she gave him up for adoption when he was like 4 months or something like that.
Damn.
Yeah. And his mom, his mom is on some bullshit. His birth mother, he got adopted by another family and they looked out for him. But his birth mother,
she was on some bullshit.
Because she's come out publicly kind of low key saying slick shit. You did?
Oh, you saying now.
That's what we don't know. You never know. But no, she's come out like, yeah, I'm. She kind of disagrees with him and the whole protest and all that old shit. So I mean, she's a real piece of work. You know, but I ain't about to go into the dude's mother. That's my dude. You did.
I need to talk about it.
You know. So, Layla, what else is happening out here? What you doing over here, Layla?
I'm laughing at this. Okay, so people, like, look at this.
Oh, that song?
Did you see that?
Baby.
So they doing remixes of this nigga.
Of him apologizing.
Hilarious.
Like,
that's a legit
jokes?
Ass song,
it's
though.
Dope, right? Yeah. They made a remix of Kevin's video.
That's
funny.
I can't
stop talking about him, because is it time for Kevin Hart to come out with an app right now? Did you guys hear about that?
Yeah, it was like a family app, right? Yeah.
He got the nerve.
It did for it to be about family.
Yeah. It's
he
not
got the nerve.
Nigga, you need a side piece app now, nigga. Dude, own that shit or deny the fuck out of it. You better do the player thing. You better own the fuck out of it or deny the fuck out of it. Like, what pussy, nigga? That wasn't shit. I wasn't hitting nothing.
So what do you think? You think he did the right thing, Tariq, by...
I think he did, but it was from a PR perspective, because they were going to try to fuck his little, you know, his career up a little bit. So it's best to come out, just own that shit before they come out.
Agreed.
Because they were going to come out anyway. He knew that. So he ran interference, put himself in the victim mode, which was smart.
Okay.
That's a good thing. Yeah. You don't want that shit to come out and they control the narrative, because now you're looking like a liar and all, you're looking like a buster. So now I get it. And shame on them for trying to. They thought that they were going to get their blackmail game on, which is completely illegal, by the way. Mm-hmm. And I think they said the FBI is investigating these bras. They ain't going to do shit to them, though, by the way.
That.
They ain't going to do nothing to white girls.
Mm-hmm. Nothing at all.
Nothing. Nothing at all. They always talk. They do investigations with them. If some black chicks try to blackmail Justin Timberlake or some shit.
Right.
Their black asses be on the news.
And in jail.
In jail. With their weaves all taken out. They took their weave out. That motherfuckers be looking crazy when they go to jail. Yeah, hair sticking on top of their head. Mugshot crying. Lord Jesus. They would have immediately arrested their ass.
Oh my God. So if this was like Flavor Flav or something, this wouldn't be a big deal. Because it's Kevin Hart. Because I think because like you say, he's that perfect image. But yeah. If it was anybody
and he sells the whole perfect
image. Yeah, that's why you can't do that.
It's my rib. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. You know, it don't get no better than this. You know.
Yeah, don't oversell your bullshit.
Yeah. They caught him on Friday. It was funny. I was watching TV. They caught him on Friday out. He was golfing or something. And they're like, I think he was in Atlanta. And they're like, hey, Kevin, it's Atlanta. You going to go to the strip club? Mind you, this Friday.
Hilarious.
He was like, no, my wife wouldn't approve of that. I'm going to go home. Like, come hilarious. On, bro.
That's dramatic.
Nigga.
That you in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Who go wouldn't go to the strip club? I'd be like, bye, nigga, bye.
I'll be in a strip club with you.
Me too. Man. Like, who cares?
Man. Let me see who we got on this phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, how you doing, Tariq, Bree, Layla?
Hello.
Give them
back. There you go. Well, where you at? Sound like a lot of people in the background.
You know, that's y'all, man. I got you. I'm on my phone, and I'm watching you on my iPad now. So
okay.
You turn everything down.
There you go.
Don't want to waste your time, no, brother.
What city you in, brother? What city
Chicago,
you in?
Chicago. Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Chi-town.
That's Breeze, Chicago neck of the woods.
Area. Yeah.
He in Aurora when he's
I know. I know. Shout out to
that nigga, you in Aurora.
You know, I'm actually in Waukegan. I'm over here by the Six Flags.
Word, Chicagoland area. I knew it.
That's why I knew you would check me, Bree. I knew you would check me if I said Chicago.
It's all good. It's all love.
So what's on your mind, brother?
Real quick, man. I want to go see 1804. Okay.
Yes.
But the thing is, I don't see the Chicago information on the site.
Yeah, that's going to be coming soon. I got to holler at my people at the Chatham 14. I've been trying to get all the links and everything from them. So I'll reach out to them today. And I'll make it. It's going to happen. It's going to pop off out there. So
yeah,
stay tuned. I know they're asking because it's going to sell out there in Chicago. I already know. I think we're going to have it for
that's
2 days
out there.
Yeah.
He like, I'm trying to
the thing
get
is,
in front
I got to drive an hour there. And you know, I don't want to get there and it be sold out. You know what I'm saying? I got to go to work that day and... You know,
so you don't want to walk into Burger King late from that long drive and fall asleep at the fry machine, nigga. I feel you. I'll keep you posted, though, man. We'll definitely keep you posted. All right. Yeah, people are waiting on 1804. Thank you, brother. People are really waiting on 1804,
yeah,
they are excited.
Emailing the hell out of me.
Man. Yep. And it's halfway sold out in almost all the cities where the site has the shows listed.
Dope.
And it's going to be out here in LA on the 12th of October, which is actually in a few weeks. How many weeks is that?
Not that far. Like that's maybe like 3.5, 3 weeks tops.
Yeah. And nationwide is going to be October 19th. And I'm going to go over to the UK. I think I fly out here the 20th. And the UK one is going to show on the 22nd, I think.
Of October.
Okay. Yeah. The promoter just sent me a deposit, so that's definitely going to happen, and I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. Oh, yeah, by the way, did you guys see the VH1 Hip Hop Honors last night?
I caught a little bit. I seen Lil' Kim.
She did good. I like Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim, you know, was doing her little dance. Shout out to Lil' Kim's stylist. Somebody
really
covered her the fuck up. Yes. Because Lil' Kim be coming out there in leotards and looking like the fucking penguin.
I seen a penguin picture.
Yeah, but last night they had her covered up for the most part.
Oh, okay.
Pulled together.
They had it pulled together.
Now.
Yeah. They knew how to cover up all the bullshit.
Oh.
So thank God she got a good stylist that she was listening
to. Shout out to her stylist.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, that's a great fucking stylist to cover the bullshit up.
Oh, you're crazy.
But Mariah Carey.
Man.
What the fuck is up with? I like Mariah Carey. Why can't Mariah Carey move on stage? What is she going through something?
She's always known for that.
I think she just like she is above a lot of shit.
Is it like a physical ailment? I mean, no, nobody can be that fucking stiff.
I just think she's over it. Like I am fucking Mariah Carey.
Yes,
Whitney Houston is gone.
Darling.
Like you know, all her competitors. She is still the only one up there, and she just like y'all bow down to me.
I'm just rich and lazy?
Yes,
that's what it is.
Yes.
No, she was. Looks like for stage fright though.
I mean,
she did say she have stage fright, but you ain't got to be up there.
It looks like she's in,
with
she
your ass
can't
tucked in.
She like she's in pain. She can't move. She takes two steps and then sit her ass down on a prop. And take two more steps, sit down on another prop. I'm like, they got a bunch of props for her to sit down. The dudes are helping her. She can't move without somebody helping her. I'm like, is she going through some kind of, does she have polio?
I think she looks stuffed into herself, though. She might be too big for her damn feet. She might be too heavy for her legs.
My God.
She could be like, what's that thing, equilibrium off or something? Maybe she like loses balance or whatever.
That must be it. There's something physical going on. Nobody is that fucking lazy.
I think she is over it.
I just think.
Ask Nick Cannon. You never know. I mean, let's go to the source.
Was when she was with Kevin.
Because some people are like, well, she's older. But, fuck that. Beyonce is not that far from her. Beyonce be flipping off stage with pregnancies and shit. And Beyonce be getting it in with twins in her damn stomach. And hell, Aunt Janet is older than her.
Yes.
Janet be showing the fuck out.
Yeah, Janet came through.
And she just had a damn baby too. Yeah. So
I'm telling you, Mariah is rich.
And don't give a fuck.
And a bitch.
Yeah, I heard she's a bitch.
Man, that's funny, man. Did y'all remember that episode of, I think, MTV Cribs? Where Mariah kept changing clothes. She changed clothes like every 20 minutes.
She rich.
Like I'm in my 8 o'clock outfit. Now it's 8:30. I'm in my 8:30 dress. I'm like, God damn, that's some rich bitch shit.
Did y'all see Missy come about the ground?
Oh no! Oh yeah, on the show. Yeah, Missy was getting
it. My name. I'm like,
Missy got
down. Come on, Missy.
Missy got down. Missy got it in. Shout out to Tiana Taylor. Tiana Taylor performed. She had a broken foot, and Tiana Taylor was out there showing the fuck out.
She always do those. Man, she's bad.
Man. Let me see who's on the phone. A lot of folks are calling still. Let me see what's popping. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, it's Chris from Atlanta.
Hey, Chris from Atlanta. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good.
What's on your mind?
I just wanted to know, huh?
What's on your mind, Chris?
Yeah, I was just trying to see, why don't you cultivate your nigga nerd audience more? So, you know, more brothers could work on all the stuff that you need, you know, help with.
Oh,
like
shit.
All the sites that you think get taken down and shit.
Nigga, I be trying to beg niggas to do stuff, and a lot of cats be kind of lollygagging. I want nigga nerds to get out here and get some stuff popping. There's a lot of stuff that we need, but nigga nerds be doing shit like, you know, hacking porn sites and all that bullshit. We need nigga nerd skills for prosper stuff. Do you got some nigga nerd spirits on you?
Yeah, I mean, I do some IT and some web design and, yeah. And JavaScript.
Give us a website that you worked on.
Oh, I mean, I don't have any published
exactly.
But I'm just saying, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, why don't you cultivate more brothers together so we can, like, start working, you know what I'm saying? Start building stuff together, like, at least... a forum to where we could talk.
But then you gotta But the thing is, if you stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready. You gotta have something already in the pipeline.
I see,
just like I just asked you, show me what you got. Well, right now I'm working on something.
Okay,
I got something coming.
If I build a forum, will you allow? I mean, will you try to promote and help more? You know what I'm saying?
I gotta see your skills. I gotta see your skills. See, brother, I gotta see what all you right, can do. All right. I don't know. You could be doing some stick man figures. I don't know your skill level. Dude.
You
got to have your shit ready. You got to be ready. That's the thing, brothers. Y'all don't be
ready. Yeah, real talk. I feel you on that.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call.
All right.
See, that's the thing. Brothers be talking that bullshit.
So nigga nerd is really like a thing?
Yeah, that's the thing. I always get on the nigga nerd, just like him. Because they talk what they can do. I can do this. I do IT. I work with it. And when the minute you say, show me something, what happened was my computer got stole and I was in the hurricane and it got wet. And you got a million damn excuses and you don't have nothing to show and prove.
Yeah.
That's why I get on the nigga nerds.
Got it.
Have your stuff together, family. When it comes to business, people ain't trying to hear no excuses,
no,
man.
Yeah.
None. You got to be ready. Nigga, a white boy walk up in here, a white boy nerd, what you got? He'll show me 20 websites that he done built, another 20 that he done hacked.
And build one while he's sitting right here.
Yeah, he'll sit here and build one while he's talking. They be on top of their game. Y'all got to stay on top of your game and show and prove. See, we think just talking about shit is showing and proving. No. Yeah. We got to stop running our fucking mouths and show and prove. See, we don't want to do the boring work. See, that's the thing. We want to show up during turn-up time. See, the boring work, people, we leave that to the other folks. You know, just like with this movie. With the movie, doing a documentary, it's boring because you got to just sit up online and look for images and look for video and look for B-roll footage. It's a long, tedious process, so nobody wants to do that. But shit, when the premiere is coming, my phone line is lighting up. Hey, nigga, give me, I want to come to the premiere. Right. Well, I need some tickets. I want to go to the, you know, now the turn up time, now everybody's popping out.
Right.
Turn up
time. You dig? And when I was doing the film, I was begging
shooting in the gym.
I know. I was begging niggas to help work on some art and some illustration and all that old stuff. You dig? So we got to get off that shit where we don't want to do the boring hard work, because that's where the payoff comes from, doing the boring work that don't nobody else really want to do. Understand that. Ladies, what else is happening? Layla, what's happening over here in the news?
Okay, did anybody watch the boring ass Emmys?
Of course.
I did watch it.
I kind of had to watch it.
Why did you have to watch it, Layla?
Because I knew something. They was going to do something crazy with us, making us look crazy a little bit. First of all, I want to talk about, did you see RuPaul skit?
Yes.
Did that annoy the fuck out of you?
Kind of, but not really.
Why?
Because I don't put it past RuPaul.
No,
Explain what the fuck happened. What happened? Layla be telling me the whole story.
I would like to know why she feel like it was coonish, because maybe I didn't read into it so deep. But okay. he played the Emmy, the actual award. Yeah, the actual award. And he sat down and had a conversation with the host.
It was like, and he was at him doing all this ghetto shit like, no, stop. Like black people, how we supposed to act. Like, I was like, why we got to do and all I, that?
Oh, yeah.
And for me, I kind of took it from the Emmys, like an actual Emmy, how an Emmy would react to all of these people, the way they hold them and the things that they do with them. Okay. You know, I kind of took it from that angle. So I guess.
Did you hear who did the voiceover for the Emmy? That was a little different, right? You could tell it was a black person.
Yes.
You could tell it was a black person that did
Girl,
the voiceover.
I thought it was Kevin Hart.
It was definitely a black voice. You know how they do the "We'll be right back" with the Emmys or blah blah blah.
Okay, exactly.
It was a black person.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
And then a lot of people were upset, especially on Twitter, that they did. Okay, you know how they do. You know when people die for the year,
they do
a whole tribute, and the person sings. They left out Charlie Murphy and Dick Gregory.
Dick Gregory, of course.
Wow. People was mad.
Wow.
About
wow.
that.
Wow.
But Miss Issa, that can do nothing wrong.
Oh yeah, I see her.
Who are you rooting for? Everybody black.
Yeah, I heard she did that.
I mean, I am.
That was dope.
Shout out to Donald Glover. Donald Glover won. He won two, right?
I think more than that.
I don't think it was more than two.
Yeah, he deserved that. The Atlanta show was very good.
Yeah.
Very good show.
I watched that like a couple of times. It is good.
You haven't watched the whole thing?
Yeah, not the whole thing.
The whole season is good.
I need to watch it.
When is that, in chat room, when is that show coming back on? That was a very good show.
Yeah, I've seen like three episodes.
Isn't it on Netflix or?
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix now?
I think it's on Netflix. I've seen it on like Netflix.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up, man. Let me see who else is on this phone ready to chop. Oh, they hung up. Shit. Here they go. Let me see what we got. Hello, who's calling?
Yeah, this is Chuck calling from Miami.
What's up, brother? How are you?
Hey, I got a question. I got a theme song for Crispy, man. I think you want to hear it, man. It's 50 seconds. It ain't even long.
Okay, we'll call back with that. We ain't minding bullshit. All right, let me see.
A theme song for
who? I want to hear Crispy. It, Tariq.
Oh, Lord. Man, that.
All right, what's up? Who's calling?
Peace. How you doing, Tariq and beautiful ladies?
Hey,
I was calling to find out, are you working? I sent an email to you, and I was calling to find out, are you working with anyone from Memphis to bring 1804 here?
Yeah, actually, we're trying to get it in Memphis. We're trying to get it at, I forgot the name of the theater there, but I'm trying to get some stuff popping there now. But you can still email me, and if you got some other ideas, we can chop it up. But we're trying to work on that. I'm also trying to get it in New Orleans, too. So my New Orleans people hit me up, info@tariqelite.com. Shoot me an email, and we'll see what we can do.
I did. I send it, and I'll send another one, and I do have some ideas I would like to talk with your team about. Thank you very much.
Thank you, dear. She sounds like she can make some good fucking ribs.
And some sweet potato pies.
I don't know, damn. She makes some good potato salad from scratch.
Sound like
thank
that,
you.
With
very
that voice,
much.
She just sound like it. Like, I got some greens I made.
I'm telling you.
You can hear it in her voice. And she's from Memphis. Green. They got some bomb ass food in Memphis, by the way, too. Man, Bree, what else is happening over here while you chomp on that damn granola?
I haven't eaten it because it's going to be loud as
it
shit.
It is
in
loud.
The,
yes.
But yeah. I want to so bad. Like, I'm like.
And be like Sarah and ask you to be up in here.
Yes. Oh, my God. I watched that episode and was like, yikes, girls. Yeah. But yiggity yikes to Black China being in a fucking studio. Like,
oh,
anybody ready for a Black China
Woo,
album?
Woo, me.
Oh, I was about to be so mad. I was about to be so mad at you. Like, you would be the one waiting on her fucking album.
But look, if Cardi B can have a number one
Cardi
hit.
Cardi B and Black China are two different people.
That's so true.
What's different between Cardi B and Black China? What's the difference?
This is passionate.
Cardi is passionate.
Carly says she been. I seen it. It made me like her even more.
I felt like that was a trick question.
No. Yeah, I just seen her do an interview and she was saying how she been doing music since she was a little kid. Like, this ain't new. It's not a gimmick. She loves music. It's not like, oh, I can be famous. I want to rap.
Yeah, I feel like everything Black China do is come up.
Yeah.
Everything is for to come up.
My thing with her is her damn mom. That damn Tokyo Toni.
She got to be in a mix.
People, just stop posting her video. I saw a video somebody posted up. She's twerking
yes,
in the living room.
And people dropping money on her.
I know they're dropping money. Sit the fuck down. There's a time to sit your ass down somewhere.
And the time is now. How old is Tokyo Toni?
Shit, damn near 50, at least 50 or something, right? I mean, the woman got some miles on her. Sit down. You can sit your ass down, Black folks. There's an age that you get where you can sit the fuck down. You don't need to be twerking. You don't need to be popping coochie.
She really don't.
You just sit down.
Yeah,
just sit the fuck down. It's like she missed out on her youth.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seems like she
did?
I think that's what it looks like. She might have been on the pipe when she was younger. She missed out. Now that she's getting attention, she can relive that youth that she fucked off.
On the pipe now.
Allegedly.
She have those
allegedly. Allegedly.
She has the alleged pipe.
Allegedly.
She got the look.
Yes.
You got the look.
My
Dang,
God.
He didn't even say weed. He just went straight to the pipe.
Because back then, it wasn't nobody
that ain't no weed making you.
To weed.
Yeah, not like that. Shit. What's up? Who's calling? Uh-oh. The phone hung up. Y'all call back. 818-850-5404. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the numeral. What's up? Who's calling?
B Moore from Maryland.
B Moore from Maryland. How are you, sir?
I'm chilling, man. I got a question. I'm married right now.
Yes.
I'm dealing with a high school sweetheart. Never had sex with her. I'm thinking about risking it all and getting with her.
You thinking about risking your marriage to go with a high school sweetheart?
Yeah, yeah. So I want to know, what should I, like, come to the table? Should I, like, ask her to sacrifice something of her own or what?
It sounds like his mind is made up, number one. He's going to do it.
Sounds like you're
going
to do it. You're just trying to get somebody to co-sign your fuckery.
Yes.
He needs to have something on her.
My sister... she called me crazy for doing it. All my friends are telling me don't do it, but I feel like I see something that no one else sees.
What do you see?
I see me settling down, like being with nobody else but her.
The high school chick?
Yes.
Damn, so
you what about the wife?
You willing to leave your wife?
I mean, she's cool. Like, she's like an 80%.
Oh, shit.
So your wife is like
she's an 80%.
So is the sex going to solidify your answer? Like, does the sex need to happen for you to make a decision?
I guess that's what it seemed like.
Is that the final answer?
Because I'm like, if she's an 80.
And what do you, and the high school sweetheart is what?
What do you mean?
Your wife is an 80, but the high school chick is like what?
I feel like she's everything. Like, she's funny. She's like my friend first of all, and we got history. Like,
so what?
And I don't want to live my life and be like, what if? You know what I'm saying?
So the high school chick, what made y'all not keep in touch with each other? What made y'all kind of break up?
Like, it's been like going on for like years. Like, like the past 4 or 5 years, we've been like texting and hanging out, like going for coffee or something. And then like I'll text her and she wouldn't text back, or she'll text me and I wouldn't text back, and we go like months, and then we'll come back with like 3 months later saying, "Hey, what's up?" And then we just start off and then stuff like that.
And now, how old are you now? And how old is your wife?
She's 26. I'm 28.
Oh, so you haven't. When was the last
and
time?
And then I told her. I told my wife how I felt.
Oh.
And
what'd she say?
She, first of all, she looked like she was having like a mental like combustion or something went on with her. And but what she started doing was surprising me. She started working harder. Like she started like cleaning and folding clothes in front of me and shit. Like every time she'll fold a shirt, she's like, "Huh? See what I'm doing?" I'm like, "Okay, I see you working. Okay."
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
But,
poor girl. I feel bad for her.
So I don't know what I should do. I told her I was going to leave in another month.
How long have you been married?
How long are you married?
Year. Only a year.
That's it. Isambot.
Yeah.
That bitch from high school bitch is just trying to get your simp-ass to pay her student loan off.
Wait, Isambot. Listen to Isambot. Hold
that
on.
That bitch from high school bitch is just trying to get your simp-ass to pay her student loan off.
So he said that his bitch from high school accent. Is trying to get your simp-ass to pay her student loan off.
Isambot
is saying that you get put in a trick bag.
No.
She know you ain't got no money.
She know I ain't got no money.
Okay, dude.
So I don't know, man.
Dude, don't mess with it. Don't do that. Don't do all that. I'm falling in love with the ex or the high school sweetheart shit. It's that grass is greener shit that you got. Because you've been with your lady, you think the grass is greener on the other side, nigga. Don't risk it all for the bullshit. You dig? Because you'll be doing that shit forever. You dig? So you go with a high school chick, and then you get tired of that, and then you want to risk that for something else. It never stops.
It's she was going to be it, but
no, right. Nigga, it's a never ending cycle. It ain't it, nigga. A year, another year from now, you're like, nigga, I ran into my elementary school. I'm in love again, Tariq. Help me, nigga. You know, it never stops. It never stops, nigga. Just go home, mow the fucking lawn, and take the garbage out, motherfucker. All right, thanks for the call. Take your ass home. All right, Lord.
Oh, that is one of those things, though.
That's sad, man.
It's like when you get presented with something, you know what I'm saying?
So,
like,
Bree, you've been with a dude before. Have you ever been with a guy? You're dating a guy. Y'all cool. And then that ex-nigga pop up some nowhere, and you like, damn, I kind of missed this motherfucker. I mean, man, we the timing was off, but shit, what if? Have you ever had that mentality or that conversation with yourself?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Because you got to be happy. That's
because,
the thing.
Yes, you have to be happy. So if he stays and is unhappy with her, it's going to build resentment, and then it's going to make other things can fester.
But we're talking about your ass.
Oh, me?
You.
No, yeah.
So what did you do?
I can't say I was in that exact predicament, but that it has come up a time or two, and it's really been like, I couldn't. So I was the girl. I was the high school sweetheart.
Okay.
So I was on the other end, and I knew exactly what he had going on, and he told his wife, and you know, and we never crossed any lines to be disrespectful to a certain extent, but right. It was just like, me, myself, I felt like I was like, I'm missing out. I'm missing out. We are both missing out because this is what, like, my heart wants. But then at the end of the day, it's like society and all of this other shit. And I'm just like, I couldn't do that. I'm not that type of person.
Now,
my conscience messes with me.
Now, Layla, if you were with a dude who was just okay, you were just, you know, dating a dude who was just something to do. You're like, yeah, I'll just kick it. Yeah, just something to do. He's cool enough to date. One of those type of situations. And then that high school nigga who was the jock back in school, who just popped up like, "Hey, I remember you from high school, Layla. I just never hollered at you. The timing was wrong, but I'm here." Would you consider taking that high school dude route?
No, because actually the high school dudes I messed with were losers.
No.
But as I got, you know, older, I had a way better pick. So I would never go backwards to a high school dude. I'm good.
I feel that.
I'm good. Nah, I didn't went on, moved on to bigger and better. I was a dummy in high school. Now I moved on to bigger and better. So yeah,
I wouldn't go back to no damn high school kid because I've seen what these motherfuckers look like now. They don't look the same.
Y'all are so silly.
They don't. Speaking of pipe, shit. No, I'm just saying. My God, I'm looking at
some of these chicks like, I went to school with you. I'm like, God damn. Were you the lunch lady? Who the fuck were you? I don't
That's how, it. Yeah. The chicks at my high school, too. They look like they.
I think we did good, y'all.
Two and three houses.
Jeez. Man. Layla, what else is happening out here, dear?
Speaking of, you were talking about Mariah, how she wasn't moving around, but
yes.
She did have a show, a reality show, that she was going to do on E!, but they end up canning it, right?
Wasn't she doing it already? I thought she was doing one.
No. They canned it.
Okay, so she was doing it, but they canned it.
They canned it. I guess it wasn't good.
Okay.
So now VH1 picked her up for another reality show. And it's going to be basically, I think they kind of changed it. It's going to be about her and her touring and performing.
No one cares.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, you just talked about her performance, but
right.
And then she's going to go back to Vegas. She's going to do another residency. I don't know if y'all care.
No one cares.
Somebody cares about Mariah. She did. If she got another reality show on VH1, but VH1, they just kind of like, here.
VH1, right. They won't. That's how they keep their money coming in. They reality shows is what's keeping it.
Oh, yeah.
But nobody cares. Like,
who wants
to see Mariah Carey be even richer and even more of a
but
bitch?
But you know what? She a fool, though. She a fool. She a fool with it. Like, you know what I mean? She's a little do-do-do-do-do.
Like, Whitney Houston, she was rich, but Whitney Houston was raw. You know, you watch Whitney Houston reality show, it was all over the place. So
I loved it. Really entertaining.
Man, that shit was entertaining. They were a fool. But Mariah Carey is just, she flosses. She's just basically flossing her own shit.
She's going to be walking around like, you bitches can't afford this.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
And I'm drinking like $2,000 wine.
She was on a treadmill and some heels. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
I don't have time. No time for Mariah Carey.
Man. Let's see who we got. What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie. Who is this?
Keisha from Baltimore.
Hey, a lot of Baltimore people calling. You going to the premiere?
Yeah, I know. I heard the other dude.
You going to 1804?
If the tickets are still available when I get paid.
Yeah.
I know that shit.
Yeah. When do you get paid? Once a month? What the fuck?
No. I can't wait till Friday. Look, I got bills to pay.
Okay. Well, you're on the county?
I got to deal with the free check.
Oh, like, if you're on Section 8, don't use the milk money.
No. Okay. None of that.
But yeah. The tickets are available. It's playing at like 2 or 3 theaters out there, so. Definitely.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, yeah. I might be out there. I might actually be out there at the Senator Theater at the premiere out there. I keep people posted. But what's on your mind, dear?
Okay, so I've been dating this guy for about like 6 months.
Okay.
And he's nice, he's cool, but he has some like effeminate qualities.
Oh, shit.
That turn me off. And I don't know if I'm just like... overthinking it or what. Like, I don't think he's gay. I think he's just been around so many women to where he kind of like just does it and doesn't realize he's doing it.
Ooh, damn. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, and I can't. It's hard to explain it. It's like certain little gestures, and he keeps wanting me to like touch his butt and
run!
He does this little
weird
like leg. Yeah.
Is his booty hole real wide?
Yeah.
Is his booty hole real wide?
Is his booty hole real wide? Isn't said is his booty hole wide?
Girl.
So he wants you to touch
his... He likes for me to grab it. He don't want any that type of play. But
okay, sweetie, listen.
Stuff that's like women like.
Okay. Okay. He wants you to grab his ass.
Smacking?
Yeah.
So, sweetie.
Flip it, rub it down.
I'm afraid, sweetie, you might have some moisture on your hand, sweetie. That nigga might have been into some butt play, sweetie. If this nigga wants
I don't know. I don't think he's gay though. Like, it's more on some like metrosexual thing.
Me and Kate.
Oh.
Without it, there's no love.
Wait, this nigga, it is turning me off though. Like we don't even have sex like that because it'd be turning me off.
How long you been dating this dude?
About 6 months.
Okay, yeah, it might be time to kind of charge that to the game.
Yeah,
because you don't want to wake up and this dick sauce.
But he's a good guy, though.
He's a good guy, but this nigga wants you to smack his ass. Else. Yeah, he's a good, and he wants another good guy. I mean, damn.
Hey, do you have a brother?
No.
Introduce him to him. Shit.
My God, that's it. You might have to just slow down. Don't get too serious about that nigga. Don't get serious about that nigga at all. All right, because that's a red flag. All right, be careful, sister.
I know.
All right,
all right. Thank you,
dear.
Man,
shit.
It's so funny. My friend met a dude, and that was like he wanted her to play in his. With his butthole, and he like was a real grown man. Like, I'm like, so you gonna do this?
But I know somebody that actually married a guy like that.
No, I'm not married to a
bisexual guy, but she knows.
Oh, she knows he's
ain't
bisexual.
No such thing as a bisexual man. Yeah, you are gay.
Exactly. Yeah,
there's no such thing as a bisexual man.
They just use that to kind of soften the blow or something.
No, yeah. Once you have a dick anywhere in around your mouth or your butt, you are gay.
Or your hand, another man's
hand. Yes. No such thing as a bisexual.
Exactly.
That's one thing I can't do. I asked her how she do it. She says he treats her like a queen. I was like, oh.
That's what my friend was like, but he's really nice.
He's a queen.
That's what I'm like, girl, I will end our friendship if I know you somewhere playing in somebody's butt. A grown man.
Now, Layla, have you ever been with a dude who wanted any butt play? No dance in
No.
Hey, Layla, get that can of light song.
Let me answer that for you. No, because
we are Sag. We don't do that.
We don't play that shit.
That's one thing I do. I'll tolerate a lot of stuff in a relationship, but that I'm not tolerating. I'm about to compete with Tyrone and Lisa. Fuck that. Compete with men and women in this bitch.
Hell
like,
no.
I ain't gonna be able to do it.
Man, what's up? Who's calling?
Yeah, this is Damon out of KC.
Damon from KC. How you doing, brother?
What up, y'all? How y'all doing, ladies?
Well, you about the most laid back nigga ever.
Hi, nigga.
He got to be high.
Yeah, what up, man? I wanted to ask you. I'm on the road a lot, so I was wondering later on down the road if you can make the 1804 a digital download, because I can't pull a truck up to no movie theater like that. It ain't enough space.
There you go. What city you in? What city? You
right
told
now,
me?
I'm in. Yeah. Right now, I'm in Lodi, Ohio. I'm in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, I think it'll be available for digital download. So just go to 1804movie.com. We'll keep you posted on that. Thank you for the call, brother. I hate when people call up with technical questions.
That's all they call up on.
Yes, I bought the DVD and it's not playing. What's the best VCR to use for the DVD, brother? I'm like, what the fuck are you calling with a technical question?
You should get a customer service.
I know,
line
like, this is I'm the East Indian. Hello. What is your last name? What is the serial number? I get it. What is your last name? What is your product ID? I'm like, what the fuck?
This and you ask them where they at. I'm in California. No, you ain't.
I know. What's your name? My name is Bobby. Your name ain't no fucking Bobby, nigga. Your name is Rahiba Babash. Some shit.
They be changing their name.
Man.
Especially the Asians.
No, they told me
my name Tasha. Girl, my name is not Tasha. Go to hell.
Man, what's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on, Tariq? How's everything going?
What's up? I'm good. Say hi to the ladies.
Hi, ladies. How are you guys?
Hello.
Good.
Now, where are you calling from, brother?
I'm calling from Central Florida. This is JR Deluxe.
Now, there you go. What's on your mind, brother?
So, basically, you know, I've been listening to you since I was 12. Right now, I'm 22.
Cool.
You know, birthday coming up.
Happy real birthday, soon, brother. You know? No homo. Happy birthday, because I don't like giving niggas birthday shout-outs. It's kind of moist.
Happy birthday from the ladies, then. Happy
birthday, boo.
You don't supposed to give niggas birthday shout-outs.
Thank you, Layla.
There you go. All right, so what's going on? So
the thing I'm coming up with right now is that, you know, I'm getting ready to graduate, and I'm starting to look out for jobs outside of Central Florida. You know, I'm trying to get out of here.
Of course.
So I'm with this girl right now, and I'm over here wondering, should I still keep her... You know what I mean? Should I still stay with her even though I know I'm about to leave in December? Because that's the plan. Mm. Or should I just, you know what I mean? Like, how do I wiggle around that?
Okay, so sounds like when you have to ask, you already halfway made the decision. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is, if she was down and you were down with her, y'all would be making plans to bounce together. So when niggas be like, well, shit, should I just leave her like a pet? You know, it's like you about to move and you ain't thinking about bringing somebody with you. You've already made that decision. You don't think that they're worth going that next level with you. So you should definitely, yeah, if you have to question that, yeah, don't bring him with you. Don't bring him with you. How long you been dealing with her?
Since July.
Oh, shit, just a few months. Okay.
She ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. That ain't, you know, that's not too long. And that sound like something you were doing while you were in college. Are you in college right now?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to graduate in December.
Okay, yeah, that sound like a little college thing you were doing, you know. Your nigga didn't want to be lonely in school. You're lonely. You're broke. You got somebody who kind of help with the ramen noodle money.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely broke.
Yeah.
Damn. Just made some ramen the other day.
Yeah, exactly. So you had somebody to help you with the ramen noodles, and now you're ready to upgrade, and that's cool. But, you know, don't make no bullshit promises and, you know, kind of string anybody along. You know, just be very cordial and just do you. You feel me? But I feel you. It's time to upgrade. But you don't want to be fucked up in the game, though. You want
to
be cool.
I'm not trying to start dirty macking and, you know, dealing with other girls and stuff, because, you know, they just start coming out of the woodworks once they start hearing you graduate.
Yeah. And what does she look like? What does your chick look like now? Let's be real.
Adjustable six.
Okay, yeah, nigga. That means this nigga's over here fucking Gabby Sidibe right now and trying to, you know. Yeah, I feel you, brother.
Nah. She'll be real cute when she puts herself up together, you know.
All right, nigga. When you gotta give a caveat to how she look, nigga. You just down there fucking something to be fucking something. That's what it sounds like. And just charge that to the game. You don't want to have a Tori Hart situation like Kevin Hart's wife, mad and bitter.
Right.
You know, and clowning.
Why she gotta be bitter?
Because she's like,
he did her wrong.
But just charge that to the game. If a motherfucker did you wrong, charge it to you doing interviews years later. Kevin did me wrong. I'm glad he going through this shit. That's like Steve Harvey's ex-wife. She does that bullshit.
Yeah,
and she looks crazy as hell doing that. Steve did me wrong. That was the other woman he married. I'm charge that shit to the game.
Yeah, because I feel like some of these women kind of know. Brother. They kind of know a little bit.
You do have to charge it to the game, but It keep reaching ahead every time with Tori.
Well, comes in your face. It's always in your face.
She keeps getting slapped. So I just don't understand how she.
It's always in your face.
I understand
what you're saying though. She do need to charge to the game. Let the shit go. You got to move on at some point.
I was gonna say she happy as hell, right?
Yeah, I
told you.
Yeah.
But you know what we do, women. We do be thinking. I'm not gonna lie. You know how you have a dude, and then like the dude. Like, I'm gonna leave you for my girl, but I've always been like, no, please. Like, because I had a situation when I was in, you know, college or whatever, and this guy, but the thing is, okay, when I first met him, I promise you to God, I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Right.
I found out 3 months later, but we was already chilling. You know what I mean?
So you saying he's saying he gonna leave his
girlfriend. No, he never left his girlfriend. He never left his, I didn't ask him to. But there came a point where they ended up breaking up. And then he's like, okay, now I'm ready. You know what I mean? But he didn't break up with her for me. They just ended up breaking up.
I don't play that.
Now I don't play that breakup for me. And he wasn't trying. But the thing, he wasn't trying to, though, because he felt. But let me tell you why I think. I know he wasn't happy, but he didn't break up with me because he's loyal. He's a loyal. That's how cancers are. He's just like super loyal. He was just with her to be with her. But it was cool. And I knew it. But he was like, I'm not breaking up with her. But how they ended up breaking up is she ended up cheating on him.
Oh, damn.
And he was like, skirt.
Yeah, he was waiting for her to do some shit wrong.
Yeah.
As soon as she cheated, but I think she cheated on him because I think she knew he was doing something. You know how girls just know?
Yeah.
She's like, fuck it, I'm doing my thing, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened. But when he, you know, I never wanted that because I know girls that have stolen guys from other girls. And I'm thinking, like, bitch, he gonna do the same thing to you.
Same shit happens to
you. Like, what makes your vagina gold, honey? It's all the same to them. It's all the same.
What's up? Who's calling?
What's up, man? It's RJ.
RJ, how you doing, RJ?
I have a question. I wanted to know if I'm a coon or not.
Uh-oh. Well, now, what makes you think you might be a coon?
All right, so I only date black women. That's my shit. I'm from Atlanta. I'm from, like, the streets. You know, so I only fuck with black women. But ever since I joined the military, it just seemed like all these other races been trying to, like, you know, get with me and shit. But mostly, like, Caucasian women.
and you starting to feel them, aren't you? That you're like, getting a hankering.
Real thick.
I know. You're getting Becky getting a little ass on her. You're getting a hankering for some of that white chooch, aren't you?
Especially out here in San Diego. I don't know what the hell is going on. It must be something in the water. I don't know what it is. But it seems kind of like the coon spirit is coming over me.
We're just playing a little song for you, because when you see Becky, this is what you be thinking, nigga.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
The coons come out.
The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night. The coons come out at night.
The coons come out.
The coons come out at night.
That shit dropped right on time.
Nigga, that coon spirit coming right up out you, nigga. All right, look. Understand. Go ahead and hit it. I don't tell niggas not to hit it, but just understand you might get caught up.
Yep.
You're risking a lot. But go ahead
she
and
she might
do some,
take you for everything.
She might be videotaping you, you know. She might flip on you, but go ahead and knock that hankering out. But be careful. Always be aware of your surroundings. You know, make sure you ain't being videotaped. You know, make sure there's full consent. Make sure she ain't drinking so she can't come back and say you raped her. You dig? Yep. And go ahead and get that little coon thing out your system and just get it out. You see, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. You go back to the sisters.
All right, thank you.
All right, brother. Yeah. I ain't about to tell this nigga not to do it. That makes niggas want to do it more. That they get that white girl hankering, and then you hit it. You be like, oh, this is just some more average bullshit, whatever. Let me just do me.
Yeah.
Man. Lord, let me see who else is on the phone. he felt
so
coonish.
Done.
What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up, Tariq?
What's up? Who is this?
This is Jamar from Pittsburgh. How you doing?
All right. I'm good, brother. You from Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. What's
Jamar
on your
from
mind?
Pittsburgh.
What's on your mind?
Hello, ladies.
Hello.
I just wanted to point this verse out to you because I think you'll find this very insightful. Did you know that Moses, the prophet, according to Judaism, was married to a black woman.
Okay.
Her name was Zipporah. The chapter, this is Numbers chapter 12, is actually where Moses' sister and his brother actually spoke against Moses because of this. And God's response is actually pretty insightful and pretty enlightening, because he was mad that they were basically race politicking and speaking against Moses. And he wound up striking the sister of Moses with leprosy. It said she was as white as snow. And
nigga,
I mean,
what is this?
Creflo
Dollars Church.
Hold on, Isambot said something.
Nigga, what is this? Creflo Dollars Church.
Is this Creflo Dollars Church? What are you reading Bible script? You're all over the place, brother.
Oh, no, saying,
all right, brother. Email me whatever you're trying to say,
no,
brother.
I'm,
God damn, this brother is reading Bible scriptures.
Damn.
I'm like, let's get to the point, bro.
I was waiting for the point.
All right, okay. Well,
y'all know he got his own show by himself, right?
My God. This nigga done went to a T.D. Jakes manpower seminar. Now he's quoting
he's like
scriptures.
Joel Osteen.
Yeah, I know. Joel Osteen harbored him for the hurricane. Now he's reading scriptures. My God. Come on, y'all. You niggas be all over the place. Why is this nigga reading scriptures?
So many people
niggas like that usually be crazy as cat shit. Biblical niggas. It'd be like two dead bodies in the basement, and the Lord says, seeketh
to
thou
sacrifice
shalt, yes,
those
do
niggas
unto others. Like, nigga. Y'all watch out for them crazy Bible niggas. Have you ever dated a dude who was like hella Christianized? You ever dated a dude like that?
I can't deal.
You can't deal.
I can't. The religious and I can't deal.
Yeah, not overly, because then I get
you can
a
be
little
spiritual.
Yeah, spiritual, but not to the point. I've had
where
yeah.
he following you with a Bible.
Right,
yeah,
right. No,
yeah.
I've had. I know.
Esther
I know people like that.
Well, you know people like that.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
How dare you wear those clothes and those
yeah.
shorts? That is heathenous. The Bible says, "A Jezebel seeketh not the glory of Jesus."
Yeah, it gets a little crazy because it gets a little much.
Because for guys, the word is. We know that the church girls, the ones that's real churchy and preachy, they are the ones who can freak the most. They're usually
oh, yeah.
the way, they real, real freaky ass chicks. So I just wanted to know if dudes were the same way. Niggas be
preaching. Pastor's son?
Oh, yeah, it's different with dudes.
Pastor's son.
My baby daddy.
Oh.
Yeah, the pastor.
His mama's a pastor.
Oh, damn.
He a freak. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, the pastor kids be the pastor freakiest. Kids. Yeah.
Man. Let me see. Get a couple of more calls before we get up out of here. I'm hungrier than a motherfucker.
I'm telling you. I gave tacos. It's Taco Tuesday.
Bring, could you order something?
I'm going to have to do Postmates in this motherfucker one day. What's up? Who's calling?
Today. Come on, one day.
What's
hello?
Up? They be taking forever to deliver. We be here to 6. What's up? Who's calling? They be all lost and
hello?
Shit. What's up, brother? Who's calling?
Oh, man. This Cassine from the Virgin Islands.
Hey, brother. How everything going in the Virgin Islands right now?
I mean, I'm in Orlando right now, but, you know, everything.
But, nigga, you from Orlando right now, motherfucker. I'm like, where you calling now, nigga? Not where your parents were from. Nigga, when I say where you're from, I means now. Where you calling from now, nigga? Where you from? Nigeria?
I'm from the islands. I could talk with the accent and everything if I wanted to, you know, but, you know, I was born there.
All right, this is Safari. This nigga sound like Safari. That was the worst accent. That shit was horrible, motherfucker. What part of the Virgin Islands are you in, nigga? So you can go back in that hurricane and get your black ass the fuck out of here. All right. What's on your mind, nigga?
Shit, man. I mean, I was just calling to give you a props, man. I mean, I'm more into listening to the whole, you know, white supremacy stuff, but I started listening to Ism when Bree got on the show, so.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like Layla, too, but Bree's a real chick, man. I peeped that from day one.
Yeah, Layla's like, real, too.
I'm fake as shit.
Yeah, Layla, like, she's the big phony.
Yeah.
No, this is my
Layla's real, too, but she a little Hollywood, you know.
She's sweet to my spice. She is the California
Layla's
version of me.
Layla's not Hollywood at all.
I am from L.A.
She's the California version of me.
Yes.
Literally.
I could tell she lived in LA for a while, but you know,
me
coming from the projects, I could relate to Bree. Oh, okay. Bree being from
now,
Chicago.
Now,
so
now Bree is a project gutter snipe.
Nah, but I could tell she's been through some, you know, some real shit in life. You know what I mean?
I have
this nigga.
He insulted both of us.
I know.
I'm Hollywood, you
with
from the project.
Backhanded compliments, nigga. They gonna give you some backhanded compliments. Like, I love niggas with little dicks. They're so cute. Little dicks are just so cute. Nigga. All right, brother. Thank you for the call. Insulting my damn lovelies.
He got it done.
I know. Get out of here, nigga. Lord. Anyway, yo, we got to get up out of here in a second. One more thing. Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets before we get up out of here?
Man, I just want to tell y'all, this is a PSA. For people everywhere.
Yes.
Please be safe. Check on your loved ones because there is stuff happening everywhere. Hurricanes on the East Coast. Earthquakes on the West Coast.
Yeah. Nigga, we thought we were safe out here.
Yes.
We're like, oh, poor people in the South. And all of a sudden, there's a big-ass earthquake out here last night and down in Mexico.
Literally a few minutes ago, it was a 7.1 in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, buildings are falling. Like, it's like you can't escape it. People getting blown up on trains over in London.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
You know where to go. There's floods in Africa.
Yeah.
Kim Jong-un, whatever his name is, they about to blow some shit up over there.
Forests
in
are
Asia.
On fire. It's like...
That shit is crazy out here, man.
Yeah. Love on your people, guys.
Exactly. And get you some weapons, nigga.
Get you some weapons.
Love
yes.
people and get a damn weapon.
Oh, I seen yours.
Oh, yes.
He be at the gun range. Don't fuck with
yes,
me.
It's cool. I'm coming straight to your house.
When,
yeah.
Wait a minute.
Go down.
Yes.
When are you going to bring me and Bree to the gun range?
Because I know how to shoot.
Do you know how to shoot?
No, I'm trying to learn.
I ain't about to bring your little clumsy ass out there.
And shot somebody's toe.
I know. We come back to work in a sling.
Wait, but don't you go to the practice though?
No, I mean it's like a shooting range.
But even if you don't know how to shoot, won't they teach you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got a guy who does.
Y'all
all
still
that
don't
stuff.
Trust me with the teacher damn.
Joey, you end up shooting Bree in the titty. You do
Look,
something
I'm
crazy.
Going, I'm gonna be outside in the car while she practicing. Fuck the shit. I got my sniper skills is legit.
God. My Lord. Anyway, man, let's get out of here. Layla, where can people find you, dear?
Find me on my Instagram. Oh, wait, can I just shout out to D. Garcia? She wants to style me and Brie for your 1804 movie premiere.
Yes.
So shout out to her.
Shout out
D.
to
Garcia. I hope you know what you're doing, D. Garcia.
No. I know.
Oh, he's so stupid.
I know.
We
y'all come to the premiere looking like diamond and silk and shit.
looking like Baps.
So, well, let's see how her skills are
let's
first.
See, girl. Come on, don't make it. Come on, don't look crazy.
He a tears down. You don't even know
it. I have y'all ass sitting in the balcony somewhere, not next to me. I'm like, I don't know them. Oh, yeah, shout out. Somebody sent us some shea butter.
Oh, yeah, we got shea butter t-shirts.
Yes, shea butter and t-shirts. Show them that. Show them that.
This is a cool t-shirt.
Yes, I'm by the block. Yes. I get so much stuff sent. I forgot who sent all this stuff.
Then, oh, what about the vitamin stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to the vitamins. I think that's the natural herb place that we advertise.
Which one?
This is, who is that? Herbal Organics. Herbal Organics, they sent us some hair and nail formula. Muscle builder, colon cleanse.
I'm excited.
All of it is vegan.
Layla's going to have a nice cleanse colon. You dig? Alkaline colon cleanse. So, yeah, they gave us a lot of good. Look at those
shirts.
Thank
you.
A lot of good stuff, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shea butter on my ankles.
Yeah, ash, yes.
You dig?
Ash,
your elbows.
You dig?
Elbows. This is my color right now.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Oh, that's super cute. Okay, my Instagram is MS.
Yes.
Well, it's Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ. Follow me.
Yes. And Miss Bree, where can we follow you, dear?
You can find me at Chloe B. Her, ChloeBher.
Yes. And y'all can hit me up on Instagram at Tariq Elite, TariQ. ELITE. And also y'all can hit up TariqElite.com so y'all can get these shirts later. I'm going to have these shirts for sale. The Ogun shirts. These are Ogun shirts, the African god. We always talk about Ogun, the war god. And you're going to learn about that in the movie 1804. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of here. We will holla at y'all next.